Podcast Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to audiochat.thegologist.com. This is a new and exciting way to communicate with fellow thegologists around the globe. Each day we compress and post the day's audio into a file that can be big or small. Discover new voices and ideas that talk about media fakery like you never did before. To listen to the live stream, go to s3.fakeologist.com. Now, on with the audio chat.
You are listening to Fakeologist Radio at fakeologist.com. I am Benoit from Geneva, Switzerland. And we are also with Ad, also known as the Fakeologist. And Lost Spider Phallus should be with us in a second, I figure. If it's not, yes, he's with us. So, hi everyone.
He's now found Spider Phallus.
Oh. It's okay. It's okay to be a Lost Spider Phallus. It's alright.
Yeah. How's Tom Arnold tonight?
Tom Arnold is great! Tom Arnold is feeling good. It's Friday afternoon, and I am just handling life, man. Life is just great, 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 you know?
Why don't we go around the room and get an update from everyone on where they are and what's happening in the great virus reset story.
Okay, I'll start. I'm in Los Angeles, and around here, in my area, it's pretty much compliance with wearing the masks, and people are afraid to walk around you, and it doesn't bother me that much because, screw people. If they want to wear a mask, let them wear a mask. Let them wear a mask. Let them.
What level are you in California? The lockdown.
Level. Oh,
they call them levels. One, two. So you don't know what level you are.
I think LA County, I have to look it up, but LA County, I think it depends on the county you're in. I think they're done by counties.
Yeah.
And in the county I'm in, LA County, I think we're at level 2 only. I think it means, like, you can't go to inside restaurants. Well, we haven't gone in restaurants since March. They've never opened up going inside restaurants. But you can go to a restaurant and eat outside on the patio or under a tarp.
Right.
They're taking these parking lots. I don't know where it will work in the rest of the country where it gets cold, but, like, they'll take a section of the parking lot and they'll build, like, a tent there and we could go there. So, 2 means that, like, the DMV's open, but they make a line go walk around the outside. The DMV, Department of Motor Vehicles, where, you know, it's a government building. So they'll make a line up around every 6 feet or somebody, and they'll make a line up outside.
So you're lined up to San Francisco to get in the DMV.
Yeah, it'll be hot out, man. It's like I went with my daughter, like 2 months ago, and to get her license. She took her license test. I got to take her to take her license test, and it took like 45 minutes to get around the building or whatever just to get inside. And we got there before it opened too, but it was hot out, and you're standing in the sun, and there's just no shade, and you're just like, oh my god, it was.
Well, you're getting vitamin D at least.
I get plenty of sun.
Let's go over to Buck Cherry, if he wants to unmute, he can. He may just be listening. Oh,
what's
Buck
up, guys?
Cherry, hello.
I'm on here.
What's up, Buck? Can you get close to the mic?
How about
the mic like you're going to marry it.
Is that better?
Yep.
Yeah, so I'm in Cincinnati, Ohio, and I have no idea what threat level we are, but it's pretty chill, to be honest. Like, I'd say it's like 35% non-mask wearers everywhere you go. And then it seems like the micro tyrants, you know, the people who make you put your mask on when you walk in the door, they've calmed down a lot. Actually, there's a restaurant here in town that I've been going to, and about July, when I went in there without a mask and like tried to do the Uncle Odd thing, they called the cops on me, and I just left.
Whoa.
So I didn't have to. Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah,
well done, brother. You got to go in the Uncle Odd Hall of Fame right there. You should call in.
Yeah, I sure will. Yeah, they called the police on me, and like it was funny because. Oh man.
Hold the line.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Hi, this is OBF, and you are listening to the wonderful Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
Thank you, OBF. One-eyed wonder.
Yeah, so I, it was in July where they called the police on me, or well, they called the sheriff specifically, I guess, if you want to get to their legalese, but I didn't stick around to find out and really figure out what the cops were doing. I just left. But yeah, they, I made a big deal about it because at this point, restaurants are open. And at that point, they were open. You were allowed to eat inside, but while you're ordering your food, you had to have a mask on. But if you're eating your food, you didn't. And so I just pointed out that, like, insanity to them. And then the fact that the guy who was telling me to put a mask on, like, had his down over his nose, down to his nose was exposed. And so, I don't know, people don't like it when you point out, like, their stupidity. So they just called the police on me. But I went in there last week with no mask, and I actually started something on accident. There was a long line, and I went in there without my mask, just doing my thing. And the way I do it, I don't go in like Uncle Odd, right? I go in stores without a mask, and I'm not looking for a confrontation, and I don't know what it is, but that was the only place that's ever given me a hard time. And it's because I know I'm not doing anything wrong. So, like, when you know you're not doing anything wrong, you don't have shit to hide or worry about. So, I went in there last week, or I went in there yesterday, and everybody had their in line. They had their masks on, and I went in without my mask. And a father and his daughter were looking at me, and then 2 minutes passed. They took their masks off, and then two or three people that walked in the door behind me, they saw that I didn't have a mask on, and they were, like, in the process of putting theirs on. And they're like, oh, that dude doesn't have his mask on. I'm not doing that. And so, you know, it just takes one to where if you have, like, four people that are questioning what to do, I mean, monkey see, monkey do.
Well done. Well done. Let's get back to you in a minute. I want to talk to you about religious talk with Marcus Allen.
Oh, absolutely.
I think it was you.
It was me.
Okay. But we're going to go to Benoit, the Ecologist Discord Guardian of the Galaxy there, and get the update from Swiss Alone.
I really can't say much about the COVID situation because I'm not really following this. I have a lot of things going on in my life. I'm currently seeing someone that does not speak French, and I don't speak Portuguese, so that takes a lot of my time just to try to get around that situation. And to be honest, life has its way, and in the end, nothing really much is happening COVID-related. Here in Europe, they are not speaking about death anymore. They are just speaking about number of infection. And in the end, I think that people are starting to get wise to it, really, because no one is dying. It's clear at this point. It's only number of cases, and they don't even really say the number of cases, which percentage. Is really sick or in the ER. So they are still trying to push the narrative that the ER are getting full slowly and slowly, but that's about it. As far as I know, nothing really much is happening on the COVID front, at least.
All right.
Those
well,
days I'm watching
back,
a lot of time.
We're going to get back to you then on your Portuguese, and we'll get back to you on that. That'll be a nice little holdover to keep the audience if they want to hear about that, how a French guy is. Get on with Portuguese. That sounds real. But let's go to Lost Spider and Lost Spider. Lost Spider, what do you think is the going on? And think like one of the big fat press barons here in Canada says after November 3rd, everything is just going to relax, slowly go back into normalcy after November 3rd.
Is that what they're telling you in Canada? They said that.
We have a guy named Conrad Black. He's supposed to be a billionaire. He inherited most of it. He went afoul of some laws in the United States and went to a risk prison in Florida for a year or two. So people listen to him because he's smart or erudite. That's what he said.
I don't see that's pretty close to now. Days wise,
yes.
How could they just do open up? Maybe they can, you know. Maybe they can, and
do,
and
think?
It will.
Is it
what
possible,
do I think?
No. Okay. I don't see it. What,
the, I didn't hear your rundown of how your area is right now in Canada. How is it going for you right now?
Oh, you're right. Good question. Well, I believe we're at level 2.something, maybe 2.5. I believe there can't be more than 10. The most populous areas of Ontario, the province where I live, which is the state, is right. Three biggest areas in our province are under that lockdown. More than 10 in a gathering, and I don't think there's dining in and restaurants. Not sure, because I normally don't eat out anyway. And still aren't really open. Doing that distancing fiasco disaster thing, this part, and masks, which that's the most offensive thing to me. Masks in school. If my children were in school, then they would definitely be out of school. There's no way I'd send them in masks, although they'd probably protest because they really like their friends. That would be the hard part to figure that out, because when you're in high school, it's all about friends. I wouldn't know. I wasn't popular, as you can imagine. So,
Come on! You're such a nice guy and everything like that. I totally imagine you being well adjusted.
No.
Kids don't like that. He was a prude. You were considered a prude, I'm sure.
Well, I moved around high school.
That'll mess you up.
That's definitely a no.
Yep, that'll mess you up, man.
Oh,
I get a question for you, Ab.
Yes.
How is the truck? I think that's a recurrent question I'm about to ask you from time to time. How is your truck?
That's a great question. It's very busy, and its repair bill has been paid, and it's no longer leaking air at this exact time.
Are you an owner-operator?
Yes.
Oh, cool. Very cool, man. That's very cool.
That's the only way you can avoid more taxes legally.
Yeah. Yeah.
And of course, That's the model they want for all of them. Basically, piecework. You work, you get paid. You don't work, you don't get paid. You don't get holidays, you don't get vacation. You have to really be careful with your money. Because in the lean times, you could starve to death. But now we're in a bit of a gold rush at the moment. So.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that you're doing good.
Well, even if I just learned how to drive, I would be doing well, I think. People can't go to the stores, or they don't want to, or they've so many reasons not to go to the stores. The malls are pretty much collapsing, and the restaurants are collapsing all by design, and therefore, this wait for someone to bring the stuff to them, whether it be a box of chocolate, a dinner, a pair of socks, it doesn't matter.
Yep, shipping is a big, yep, trucking, shipping, good thing to be in right now.
Yeah, exactly.
The only bummer is I think robots might take that over pretty quick here.
I can't see it. I cannot see
it. Not for, what do you give it, 10 more years at least? 10 years at least?
I think it would work better in warm climates where your highways are not destroyed every year by the element.
Oh!
Really see how it could work here.
Wow.
We have cold winters, and they destroy everything outside. I even left my power sprayer 1 year, and I forgot to bring it in. Well, I never had one, but I bought one. And when I got to it in the spring, a lot of the fittings were literally on the floor, and I thought, who did that? How could that happen? But then I realized that water
expands.
One of the only elements. Yeah, it expands 9%. I didn't even know that. I thought things contracted when they got cold.
Right. I knew that. I knew that because I have, you know what a dirt bike is, right? You know what riding a dirt bike is? Well, on a two-stroke, they have a big pipe out there that comes out the front. It's a big, huge pipe, and you hit that pipe on rocks sometimes when you're dirt bike riding. And the way to fix it is you fill it up with water and you put it in your freezer, and then the water expands, and then it will make the dents come out of your pipe.
Okay, I missed most of that, but yeah, it does expand. So that's the story here in Ontario. We had one really independent member of the legislature who got up, and he's the one that I put on FakeOTube.com. He's definitely speaking out against it. He's not saying it's fake. I don't think anyone will get a hearing if they said that the virus is fake, but he just thinks that the measures don't meet the problem, and he does say something else. What? publicly, but he will intimate that something else is going on, which of course is what. And he held a protest where he gathered 100 of his closest friends. It was against the 10-person rule right outside the legislature. And he was saying, would you please send someone to arrest me? Because I would love to take this to court. I was pretty heartened by that. And he didn't get arrested. Nobody came. Nobody came to arrest him.
Yes. The only thing I have about that story is that 2 or 3 weeks in, they will say that it was a node of COVID, a mini outbreak or something like that. And the guy will say that he was wrong. That's the only thing I have about that story.
Yeah. Oh, that could happen, yeah.
So so that's what's happening here. And
so there's some light at the there. So you think that guy might be a good guy actually, and actually making a political difference with COVID? You're
I don't think he'll make any difference at all. But it's just nice to hear a voice that's on the inside speaking. I don't think he's controlled opposition. That's always a possibility. But right now, I'm enjoying his work a lot.
Better to be happy with what's going on than sad, right?
Yeah. Well, let's go to Buck Terry.
It's also possible that this guy had enough of this and he blew a fuse and he decided to speak publicly, no matter the cost that it will.
He's already paid the cost because we have a party sitting here, and he was kicked out of the party a long time ago. So he's independent. If you're not in the party. But I think the party system is abolished, but not. I think you have... Yes, go ahead.
I was going to ask, so in Canada, how many major parties are there?
I would say 3. 2.5.
So there is...
3.
So there, yeah, so there... Three. See, I can't even imagine that, you know? I try to learn about other places, especially, you know... At this point in my life, it's great to hear about other countries and not to be just your normal...
It's not hard.
Yeah.
In Ireland, we have a council of 7 people that lead the country, and we have about 5 major political parties. So try to figure it out, you know. Makes no sense.
It depends on how partisan they are, like how much of their stuff line up. Like, I can only imagine things either right or left. That's what it's like in America. You either got right or left. Like,
yeah.
And our left is like right of some countries' left, you know? I mean, which is hard to imagine for me because of what I don't really watch TV anymore, but, you know, when I was younger taking in everything about America and stuff like that. It's good to hear other countries have more political parties, even if it is hoaxy, even if it is a scam and they're just elitist anyway.
It's not hoaxy. I don't think it's... I wanted to ask Benoit something before I go back to Buck Cherry, because Benoit is the closest we have on this call, I think, that lives off the grid. I was wondering, Benoit, what do you think about Bitcoin, because I've been listening and interviewed by Dollar Vigilante, who I really like. He's a really charismatic character. And he got me really thinking about the big picture, what might be happening, the Great Reset. And I'm wondering, how accessible is cryptocurrency or Bitcoin to you? And is it something you would use, use without a bank?
Yeah.
You don't need a bank. So that it seems to me it would fit right with your... Right with your way of dealing and deciding.
Yes. So everything I said will be under the guise of allegedly. But allegedly, a few years back, someone used Bitcoin or other cryptocurrency to buy drugs online and get them delivered to his country. That person made a killing doing that. So yes, cryptocurrency, I personally will advise anyone to get interested in them because you can get access to some goods that you cannot normally access. And that's a good way to maintain anonymity. I never had any problem using cryptocurrency in any manner.
Okay.
And the person I was allegedly referring to earlier, either. So I will only advise to use cryptocurrency. The only thing is that the rate can fluctuate greatly. So if you want to buy something with cryptocurrency, You must do it as soon as you buy the cryptocurrency, or be ready to pay a little bit more or a little bit less, depending on the day.
Yes, it fluctuates. But you, so you don't need a bank account. How did you buy crypto? If that person you're talking about, how do you think he got crypto? How did he get it? How did he buy it? How did he get into it?
There was an ATM for cryptocurrency in Geneva, so you didn't need at the time to give any type of ID or anything, to just put cash in
it. Way?
I don't know if the machine is still up, but I think that it's the way to do it. And there are many ways, because even if you were to use a credit card, you buy different currency from different places, and in the end, it's almost untraceable.
Yes, okay.
But if you really want to, I can put on the Discord the how to do it, you know, the way to get access to cryptocurrency anonymously and everything. Because I do listen to the most racist podcast in French language, just for the sake of it. And the thing is that those guys are using a specific cryptocurrency that is Monero. And allegedly, according to them, Monero is safe and anonymous, and those guys are saying terrible things on air. And I am amazed to say every week that they are still up, and they are using that cryptocurrency. So I can probably find online something to
get what do you mean they're using the currency? You mean they accept it as donation? Show? Hello?
Yes, I was saying that they get donations.
Donations.
Yeah,
okay,
that's
your... I missed that. Yeah. Okay, Monero. Yeah, Jeff talks about Monero. Just so everybody knows, fakeologist.com/donate, I do have a Bitcoin wallet address. And one person sent me $1.19 US, and it's now worth $1.02. I don't know who sent it, though. So I'm wondering how, if someone wants to let me use them, but what would they send me? Would they send me a transaction ID so I could match it on my side to see if it was them?
Yes. There is something like that. There is a way to identify
the... No name came.
No, but you can add something with it, you know, some kind of signature or an equivalent of that you can add to it, but you are not obligated to do it. And the idea of cryptocurrency is just not to do it, to maintain anonymity.
Okay. Let me talk to Buck Terry now, and Buck Terry, I listened to a little bit of your talk with Marcus, but as I told Marcus when he asked me about it, I'm really not interested in religion, even as a belief system, too much. So I have to admit, I did not get too far into that podcast.
Hey, no worries. I'm not religious. I didn't get that across well. Like, all religion is bullshit. That's my point. Is I'm not religious, and to be religious is missing the point. Was basically, I guess, a quick way to sum up that call.
You're breaking up.
I might lose service. Can you guys hear me?
Well, yeah, go ahead. You were going a bit. Hold the line. Top of the hour.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on fakeologist.com.
.com.
That's one small step for man.
One giant leap for mankind. Well done. Yeah. How did you get on Marcus' code?
I telegrammed him.
Telegram.
Yeah.
Powerful.
I just checked out his website, and after I asked in here or whatever, and I was like, well, I guess that was stupid to ask a question that I could have found out myself. So I just went on there and got his telegram and messaged him. And then also, I was heckling him a little bit on your show that he called in with Uncle Odd, and so that got his attention. Marcus is kind of, his ego is easy to get to, so it's easy to push his buttons to get him to talk to you.
Yeah. Good on you, mate. Good on you. That was great. I don't tend to push buttons. I don't really get off on that, but yeah, he's, I guess you figured out a way.
It was easy enough. But
he'll love us talking about him, of course. Do you think Marcus has a big ego?
Oh, God. And I'll tell that his face, I swear to God,
Hold on a sec. We can't hear you. Oh, damn. Missing. Did anyone get the answer?
I got another call.
Oh, man. Tune in next week when we get the answer.
Sunday.
Oh.
It can be definitely fast tomorrow.
Say that again, Benoit.
I don't know.
I said definitely fast tomorrow.
Are you going to be on the fart tomorrow, Benoit?
Did you get can
definitely.
You hear me now?
No, we can't.
He doesn't sound good.
Somewhere near a 5G tower. And take your shirt off. Try again, Terry Buck. Oh, he's gone. What do you say, Lost Spider?
I say, of course!
There's always
Oh, you're still breaking up, Bucky. You're still breaking up. Hey, Benoit, what are the transaction charges I'm sending? Do you find them significant?
At the time, it wasn't much, and the thing is that, how can I say that? The margin was incredible, and no one was giving a fuck about what it would cost to access a Bitcoin or anything like that in the end.
Oh, nobody checked into the transaction cost?
There was a transaction cost, but it was minimal compared to the gain that was made at the time, so...
I've never bought or got any Bitcoin at all. But Benoit, didn't you post a link to? I think I saved the website where a wallet link. You said it's a really good one to use. Just recently, I was thinking about actually buying some.
That's not me, but I can get more interested in it that require. But really. It's like, no, but it takes a lot. The basic procedures are the same. But the thing is that I was only aware of
louder,
the use of it for...
Louder.
I said I was only aware of the way them for shady means, so I don't really know much about them except to go on the dark web and see nefarious things.
If you do get into it, you can try sending me $1.19. I'll help you try it out.
Alrighty. I'll do that. Maybe this weekend, I'll spend $4 on Bitcoin and send you $1.19 of it. I'm just kidding. What would be a good amount to go in, do you think? Like $100? Like 50% in like, 50% in like the BTC and 50% in like ET, what is the other one? ET, Ether?
There's a million other ones. The guy down in Mexico that I listen to, Jeff from Dollar Vigilante is saying right now, Monero.
Jeff Berwick,
yeah. Yeah, I like the guy, actually. Really,
I do, too.
I'm this close to signing up. Say that again, Benoit? Repeat.
I was saying that it's a good thing that we have two different sources that say that Monero is a good one.
Well, there's so many of them, by the way. Many. It's crazy.
But it's BTC, the original Bitcoin, right? Or is that what you, would you call it original? That's still kicking along pretty good, though, right?
That's the main one, at least.
Yeah.
And then there's like ET, like Ether or whatever. Isn't that a big one, too?
Ethereum. You know, in the end, it's whatever you believe in. You believe in the U.S. dollar because everybody takes it. You believe in the U.S. dollar because you get paid in it. It's super convenient,
It's the easiest way to let the government fuck me over is by using the U.S. dollar. I don't want to make it too hard. I don't want to make it too hard about it and have them come and look for me.
Well,
that's a bad joke.
Anyway,
bad joke.
But my point is, though, I think the great coronavirus reset has a lot to do with money. And I really think that there's a big scramble at the top with the people that control the money, because if you control the money, everything. And I think they realize that the idea of a central bank is just about to go out the window. And if you don't have a central bank, then you just about anything. And I even told my mechanic, I said, listen, why don't you set up a Bitcoin account, and maybe I'll pay in Bitcoin, because it's untraceable, it's untrackable to the government. They have no view into Bitcoin right now. I don't know how they would, because it's centralized. I think that's the great worry. I think that the European Union is trying to get a digital currency. I think the United States government is trying to get one going. But in the end, if no one uses their currency, then it doesn't matter what they do. It won't work. And I think that's a big issue right now. I think that might be the biggest reason why we have coronavirus 20. Because I think enough people are looking into it, and it can completely destroy the central bank system, which is the all evil right now. What do you think of that theory? Anybody?
I think that smart people and elites, they know how to read, and they know everything we know plus more. And that if they want to make the government track Bitcoin, they could easily do that. When we least expect, well, maybe they could do it already.
I get a theory about that. Is that I was saying since I joined Fakeologist that the last use for cash will be to buy drugs and illegal goods. So Bitcoin might be just the answer for that, and that will remain kind of anonymous just for the sake of replacing cash definitely. We are all legit transactions via bank account, and the rest via Bitcoin, and the cash will slowly die. Because even your neighborhood dealer will accept it.
Yes.
Huh. Interesting.
Well, anyone will accept Bitcoin if they know someone else has it. There's no point in me having a million Bitcoin if I can't easily, or I can't easily convert them. Or if I do convert them into the banking money, they're going to want to know where I got them. That's pretty obvious, because right now, you cannot take $10,000 cash in international without writing a whole essay on where you got it. You have to be there. You could obviously put it in the back of your trunk, and did you? But we don't have border security at the state level yet. But if you did, that's where they could catch everything.
Yeah, that would be a hump to go over.
Yes, but if you a government that will be accessing a device to snoop your telephone, get every information, they might be able to recognize that there is a Bitcoin wallet in a state cell phone or USB device or whatever the case may be, and ask you to get a receipt or something like that, you know, to give them proof of what is exactly in that specific file and how much is in it, you know. There is probably a way around it, and I...
Yes. Well, if there's an infinite number of currencies, it's going to make things really tricky for them. And I think that's what they want to get away from. They really want their currency to be the de facto currency, and all the other ones are going to be like bloggers, completely irrelevant. I think that's the name of the game. I think that might be games played right now.
Which in the end might be the same game that we have right now, which will be digital, regional digital currencies fighting amongst each other, like paper money. The same system, but everything cashless and everything digital.
The main reason I'm really interested in this story is because Amazing Polly, who I think might be real, might be cool, I have a hard time with, she just said they closed her PayPal account, both her business and her PayPal account. So now she can't get money, she can take money by the mail, but that's slow, and don't like to lick stamps. But that's why I thought, well, I just took all the money out of my PayPal account, I don't get that much, but took it out, but now maybe I'd rather take Bitcoin. I'd rather take whatever Bitcoin people have, and now I'm worried if they do collapse our currency here, then it might be a good idea to have currency somewhere else.
At least a little something to be able to make some transactions with somehow.
Yeah.
Maybe even a little bit of gold in somewhere, you know, in your safe or something might be nice too.
Yeah.
Yes, and I will look into the website of this fascist radio show because they have a detailed instruction on how to get money also. Maybe do a bit of translation or find the equivalent in English and publish it in the forum.
You can tell us. I'd rather you just told us with the ecologist's point of view.
Yes, I will try to find some information on it.
Good. It's a fascist broadcast? Is that but that's not an anarchist. Fascist means they like government and business merged together, doesn't it?
Fascist means they just want to remove as much people that are not from the specific ethnic group, and to do so they are ready to endure totalitarianism. They are totally about it.
Oh, I see.
That's part of the definition. I know the definition of fascism has to do with the dictator. You have to have a dictator to be a fascist, to be a fascist government.
Yeah.
Yes. And I am of the opinion that you can not only listen to people you are agreeing with. In the end, it's boring, and you'd have absolutely no idea of what the opposite side might be thinking.
Well, that's why I listen to the Humble and Dread show. Did you listen to my friend Sky on there? SMJ's asking me, why do I listen to those numbers? I said, well, I need to know what the other side is talking about.
What show are you listening to?
It's called the Humble and Fred Show. They're DJs from the podcast.
Oh, really?
I listen to that. I listen to it. And
when you say the other side, do you mean the left? Would you say the left is the other side?
No, I mean the dead side. We're awake, they're dead.
Oh, okay.
For fakeologists, they're not.
Gotcha. They still think that what they see on the news is real.
Well, they are the mainstream media, so yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Benoit.
It's the same thing. They are believing what is in the news, and they are not promoting it. They are taking the fascist angle, but apart from that, it's the same crap. But I do, I am really interested in different kind of extremism, just for the sake of it. So it's always interesting to see what is on the fringe of society, I think.
Yeah, is that fringe real, or is it opposite?
I cannot say for real. I am not interested enough in politics, and I cannot say who is real in that space or not, but if someone is speaking politics with passion, I figure that they are fake on principle.
Okay, let's get back to Buck Cherry. Can you hear us, Buck?
I think he left.
I don't think
he had a bad cell.
Which is a shame, because he had a lot of things to say. That was starting to get interesting at the same moment he cut. So.
Yeah, tune in next time when he actually answers the question.
Yeah, he had a cool accent, too. Buck Cherry's got a cool accent.
Yep. I believe he's a patron. He pays the PayPal way. Yeah, so if anyone's listening, I'd really prefer, if you want to make a donation, make it in Bitcoin. Because I don't like PayPal and I don't like Patreon. But that's what everyone else likes.
So your best option is Bitcoin? And then what's second?
I'll take whatever you send me.
No.
Actually, you can't send it to me unless I give you a wallet. But you tell me what you want to send, and I'll get a wallet for you. Or can you send anything one wallet, Benoit, do you know?
That's what I wanted to know. I was going to ask that question. That's a very good question. That's what I was wondering. Can you put any type of Bitcoin in one wallet? Right? Is that what the question? Right.
Well, no, you
okay,
can.
Crypto.
A crypto can hold any currency you want. That's fine. I'm just wondering if I'm guessing it has to be. It's probably a different wallet ID for every currency, but I might be wrong on that.
Oh, okay. Okay, so that answered my question.
I think that it's a different one for each currency, but I might be wrong. That
a
might have changed.
Barcode, yeah.
At the time, as I remember that, it was a different type for each and every currency. But at the time,
yeah,
there were less, and in the end, the one that was used for the usage I mentioned it before, it was a specific one, and it was probably only used for that specific usage, so.
Okay. If you want to send me something, tell me what it is, I'll get you a barcode. Put it on fakeologist.com/... But whoever sent me the $1.19, could you let me know? So I can match the, transaction.
Let's see how that works, yeah. $1.19.
It's already worth $1.32.
Huh. Man, that's nice. If only you had $1 million in there. But, I don't know.
Yeah, then you don't have to worry about how to get it out. Buy something. On the other hand, maybe you don't want to get it out. If you think our currency is crashing, then I'd rather have it in something that doesn't crash.
I'm sure that people will sell used cars with crypto. You can buy used cars and stuff like that. Right?
Yes, but the story was that in 2013 or 14, around those years, one of the biggest place of exchange for Bitcoin was hacked, and a lot of them were stolen. So there is always the risk of something bad happening that make the value of it drop significantly, and even if it will eventually come back,
it's like anything else, sell it, you know. You don't sell the currency or the underlying security, you'll lock in a loss.
So you could actually, so if you have Bitcoin in your wallet, crypto. If you have crypto in your wallet, and how would you take it out?
If you like this audio and want to support the site in a small or big way, please hit the PayPal donate button on the side of the Fakeologist.com webpage. You can show your support for as little as $1.19 a month by subscription or one-time donation. Thank you for your support. In my dream, I
have a plan. Well, you could either spend it or you could sell it. You sell it on an exchange. If you want to buy Canadian dollars, you can go to the bank with US dollar and exchange them for Canadian dollars, but whatever the market rate is, you'd be able to get brought in 100 American dollars, you get 130 Canadian dollars.
Right, so I would exchange my crypto in my wallet. I would just go to like an online exchange place, and I would give them crypto, and then they will put it on my credit card, like put it into my bank account.
Well, wherever, yeah, you could turn it into US dollars.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
Not a problem.
So that's an exchange.
There's lots of exchanges. There's lots of people that.
That sounds cool. Sounds like fun. Maybe I'll look into this weekend. Get me a wallet.
Get yourself a wallet.
And then I'll give you $1.19, and I won't tell you where it came from.
Well, you don't have to. That's the anonymity part, I guess.
Yeah, I know, but it's just you're just wondering. Then you'd be wondering about more things.
I'm not sure really though how much it would cost to send $1.19. That's what I'm trying to figure out. It might cost $1 to send $1.19, but I'm not sure.
Like each transaction fee is a constant,
yeah.
it's a set fee no matter how big or small the transaction is.
Well, they have fees. I think they call it a mining fee. PayPal charges 3%. Patreon steals 7%. There's too many people taking money for nothing. I don't like it.
Usury.
Well, it's a service, I get it, but it seems too much.
Yeah, usury is too much. But you take too much. So you like PayPal better than Patreon?
Well, they
you
take
get more,
less.
They take less, so you like it more? Yeah, I got it.
But now I'm afraid that they'll just turn you off if they don't like you. That I don't like.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Since when has a bank been a, been
political?
It's crazy.
Or take a stance on any kind of an issue.
Yeah, I can understand something illegal. Yeah, something illegal is one thing, but if they don't like what you're doing or your opinion, that's insane. That for me, that's enough to flush PayPal down the toilet.
A lot of human beings in this Western world, man, they're raised to think that you got to control. Like, they come out of school thinking, "Hey, it's part of our job. Like, we want to control people more." It's fascinating. It's fascinating that people could have such different views on things.
Yep. Give me a few here.
So Benoit, how many different versions of crypto do you keep? Just a couple, or do you keep like 10 different types?
I don't have any at the moment. Like I said, I only use one for a specific usage. That was for a short period of time. And other people I know are different. It's fascinating. They get supermarket for everything, and you can buy it over in Bitcoin. It's just insane. They are ready to send you an automatic weapon wherever you are in the world. Just expect it to come in small pieces, and that's about it.
Wow. Wow, that's interesting.
that's the beauty of it. You never really know what you are getting.
Yeah, I'll probably mess up. I'll mess it all up somehow. I'll do something where I'll lose my wallet or something. If you can do that somehow. Like they actually have physical physical devices, right, that are actual wallets that are separate from your, but you can also get an app on your phone, right?
Yes, you can get it on different support and keep them that way. But some people love the computers or devices, a lot of money on it, allegedly. And the poor fucker probably get the computer, wipe it out. That's $50,000.
Can you keep a copy of your crypto somewhere? Can you keep two copies?
Yes, you can keep copies of them.
Yeah.
But in the end, it's like the great American novel that you are currently writing, it's in your iMac, and suddenly there is a flood. This book will never see the light of day. That's the thinking, almost. You could have copy of that, but you didn't have copy of that. So the curfew in France was a little bit widened. I just saw that right now while we were speaking. So slowly but surely they are extending the medical dictatorship that we are living in Europe. It's insane. We are about to probably be hit with another lockdown in Geneva, a short one, 2 weeks. Well, we will see about that.
What's happening in 2 weeks in Geneva? I didn't hear that. What's happening?
There will probably be a small confinement for 2 weeks.
Oh, really? They're going to reconfine? They're going to confine? Yeah. That's a shame.
Yeah.
I don't know what the rules are around here. I mean, in America, can they even tell you that you can't have only so many people at your own home? It seems like they couldn't stop you from having friends over and stuff, but maybe they can. The cops coming.
They probably will try. And in the end, it doesn't matter if they have the right to do it or not. They have the force with them. And maybe you can win that in court in 18 months, but what will it do after?
That day, the party. Like I'm driving on the freeway right now. It's Friday, and there's a bunch of trailers that are heading out to the desert right now. Everyone's going camping, and it just seems like normal here. Except for when you go into town and you go into the stores, and then you just got to wear a mask, you know, and you can't sit in the restaurants. But whatever. It's been since March. People want to be locked down. No one's fighting it. Or if they are, they keep it so quiet that, you know, I wouldn't even know that there's fighting. People are actually fighting it. They keep that down on the down low so bad that it's just like too many people just want it or cool with it. They don't do anything about it. Everybody's just, they just do what they're told, you know?
Most people are fine with it. But in the end, it's been a long time. Since March, it's a long time. People get used to it. They don't care anymore. It's too normal. Everyone is fine with it. They can work from home. They can get their bills delivered by some dirty ass person that they really don't know where he came from some horrible kitchen, but it doesn't matter. That's the reason people are happy with that. There are some cool video games that are out also. There is a new PlayStation 5. Why people will want to go out in the end?
People don't want to go out, huh?
No. They don't really want to go out.
All right, give us the Portuguese story now.
So that's the story of a woman I like very much that used to live next door. And the thing is that she's not speaking a word of French or so, and I am not speaking a word of Portuguese, so Google Traduction is my best friend.
Well, they're both Latin languages, Romance languages. Is it really hard?
Yes, because the thing is that whenever I'm trying to say in Portuguese, I end up saying it in Spanish, or a mix up of the two, and that's just ridiculous. So.
How bad is Spanish to Portuguese? How different are they?
Sufficiently enough, to be honest. I was not considering how different it was until recently. And my Spanish is terrible, so you can imagine the difficulties. Like I said, the Google Traduction is an excellent thing. It's great, but it only goes so far.
What about her English, though? I think English is pretty universal.
Yes, but her English is non-existent.
How is that possible?
Sometimes she says, okay, don't tell me about it. I learned English when I was 6. I started to learn English, so I really don't know how other people are doing.
No, I just am amazed that in 2020 there's people that can't speak English. I know that you were born in surely English must be a language you learn no matter where you are.
Yes, but depending on your school career. To give you an example, I stopped at school at 12, so whatever could teach me there, I probably don't remember much. English I learned between the age of 6 to 10, and I didn't really speak English after that. But then again, I was meeting people that only spoke English, so that came naturally. And the little bit of German they give me in school came back when I was in the army, for the short period I was in it. So that's about it. Necessity created the, how can I say, revealed the fact that I was speaking the language.
Okay. Speak anything
so
else?
So if you don't have any English.
Yeah.
I barely speak English.
I'm with you.
Poquito más español. That's about all I know in español. El baño. Bathroom. I know how to say just a couple of things in Spanish.
I was going
to
say, is that a banjo?
El baño. The bathroom.
Of course.
Yeah, you got to know how to say it. Where's the bathroom? Important one. but taco, burrito, hot sauce. I forget how to say hot even.
I'm confused. Like the Spanish is starting to mix up with Portuguese and I'm getting lost. And what I'm saying don't make any sense.
I play a video game sometimes, and the people with the chat will talk. There's Portuguese people and Spanish people on there. And when you go to Translator, sometimes Google Translate can't even tell if it's Portuguese or Spanish. Like, they're so close. They're so close languages.
Which is a little bit different from original Portuguese.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there is also a few African countries that are speaking Portuguese, so that one is probably also different, I think.
But hey, that's fun. That makes it interesting. That makes a great relationship very interesting fast, man. Like, I can't communicate that easy. Do you have to, like, write stuff on your phone and translate and show her and stuff?
I think he makes motions.
Yeah.
Major motions.
Give me a kiss, baby. Fuck her up. Kiss me, baby. Kiss me. You're buying dinner. You buy. Pay. Hey, open my wallet. Pay. You pay. You pay.
I think Benoit is a little more suave than that.
Yes, money and paying is a prerequisite for the mail. No matter the amount of
paper. Don't try and push your American sensibilities on a European. They're not even close.
Oh, sorry, baby. I left my crypto wallet in my other phone.
Yeah,
can you get
work.
This one? No.
That's a sure way to get nowhere.
I got no battery anymore. Get
sure, that's a sure way to get nowhere with a woman, I'm sure. If you want to ask Benoit. I think Benoit's visited every country in the world.
No, because there are a certain type of woman that like how can I say that? They like someone to be weak, to be hurt, and to be the person that will bring them up and everything. So some ladies are more than happy to pay for you, for your clothes, for your food, whatever you want. Just because they think that you are a great person and they are the only one to have noticed, and they will let you get around that bad fat.
Oh, wait, so you get them to pay for all your stuff. I get it. Oh, that's pretty good.
Get a sugar mama.
There is a category of women that will do it. And the age is irrelevant in that case, but if they are right to come by, and in the end, the people that can abuse the credulity of such person are. There is not a lot of people that can do it and sleep well at night, I would say.
I want my shorts back that I bought you! I want those shoes back! Give me that necklace back!
Exactly. No, not really, but the fact is that, yes, there are some people that are attracted to weakness and people that have difficulties and they want to help them out and that make them feel great about themselves. They will pay for everything.
Well, that's interesting. I've been married for a while, so I don't know what it's like out there. I have a feeling I wouldn't do very well. But, you know, we can learn new things. We can learn new things. I could get my game back. I could get my game back for sure. I'd have to learn how to do my own laundry and learn how to cook food, though. That would be hard to do, man. What a pain.
There is a market for everyone, I think.
Every pot has a lid, or every lid has a pot. You know. You know this thing.
Yes, I'm starting to doubt.
These security guards here, they must be living the dream now that they can harass you for a mask. Before they could, before they had almost no reason to talk to anyone, and now they can talk to everyone.
What's your temperature? Are you hot? How you feeling? What are your symptoms? Yeah, they get their little power trip. You know, the people that have a power trip.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
They
get I literally walked in to grab a piece of paper, and she, I said her name, because I read it off her badge, and then she immediately said, where's your mask? She says, I can't wear a mask. And I've got my little badge that I printed up. I just flash it, reads it. Sorry, I'm exempt. I have this card. And that shuts them right down. Strange. Stop me. But I'm just amazed that the audacity of people. It drives me crazy.
I know.
You
yep.
literally walk in I walk in the vestibule for seconds to grab a piece of paper, and they know I'll be there for less than 5 seconds, but that they have to ask that. Amazing.
Yes, but they are on the side of food and everything that's nice in the universe, so.
Well, they're protecting the old. They're protecting the old. They're protecting the old. How hard is it to wear a mask?
Well, it's really just followers. They're just following the rule. I know what they're, and I don't blame them. Now you know how the, how Germany works. Everyone's, there's only one guy that makes the rules, and everyone else follows them.
And what about the people that are trying to kill grandma to get an inheritance? Not fair for them. They have to be considered too.
Yeah, poor grandma. Doesn't have a chance.
But like, I know everybody's worried about their jobs and stuff like that, but oh my god, if I was a security guard, I'd be the worst one in the world. I wouldn't care what people do. I wouldn't care if they used a mask.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Hey, this is Will Ooze coming at you from the land of the free and the home of the brave. And you're listening to Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
But here's where they get you. Somebody would report the security guard for not doing his job.
Oh yeah, I would get in trouble. I would never get promoted to daytime security guard from nighttime security guard. Whatever the promotions work, however that works, I would never, like,
yeah.
move up. I'd never move up.
You would be sealed. You would be on Facebook. Everyone will be starting to harass you. You might end up on the news. The best you can do of that situation is maybe a guest star on the Alex Jones show. But that's about it.
Jelly, are you coming tomorrow to the show?
Yes, definitely I am.
Okay.
I got time, the weather is horrible, there is absolutely no need for me to do anything except sit on my ass and talk to you guys about what is interesting about this great world we are living in.
It's in 10 hours from now, about 10 hours away.
Yes, and I also want to ask Rollo about his strange fascination for Donald Trump that he's exhibiting those days. I really can't make sense of it.
His fascination about what?
Donald Trump.
What did you say? Try one more time.
The member? The male member?
No, I said that Rollo would be fascinated by Donald Trump, U.S. president. I really don't know why.
Well, he's a great actor, so he, Rollo loves movies and acting, so Donald Trump's pretty good at it.
Oh yeah, he was really good at the professional wrestling too. What
really,
a joke.
Terrible.
What a joke. Well, yeah. Well, terrible is good at that.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I just... It's just funny. Be a fan of any, I don't know, I'm a fan of it, but people vote. Everybody still votes. They think that this is like the most important election ever. I don't think it's important at all. I don't vote myself. I recommend not voting.
Well, in the end, it
yes,
make
I never wore boots in my life, not even one.
All right, guys. It's been good catching up with y'all.
Nice to talk to you a lot.
Hope you guys have a wonderful Friday. Yeah. It's Friday, so everybody do what you do on Friday. One of the best days. One of the best nights of the week, right?
For 43 minutes, it's Saturday for me already.
Oh, it's way Friday night for you. You better go get loaded. Or go get your little lady to come over or something.
Oh,
all right, guys.
Take care.
I might be loaded, but I'm empty. To say that in a non-dirty way.
Oh, for her companionship, not just for her physical, you know, just to hang out and try and talk Portuguese.
Right.
Hey, baby, Portuguese. Bye-bye. See you guys later.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Your French accent's terrible.
That's how it is. I figure that we can close that one because
yeah.
It's a bit late for me right now.
All right. Have a good night. Thanks. Take care. See you tomorrow.
Yes, until tomorrow. Bye-bye.
That's all, folks.